Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hello, Rennell.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty terrible.
What's going on?
My cat has been trapped in my air duct system underneath my slab. And it's been there like 14 hours, and I've called everybody in the city of Elgin, and no one will help me.
Oh, well, hang on a second. Hang on.
All right.
My Mr. Fix-It is right here, Lou Manfredini. Hello, Lou.
Hey, Spike.
This young lady says her cat is stuck in an air vent.
Can you see her?
Yeah, we had to take a mirror and a pole and bend it.
We'll have somebody over there, and we'll get that little kitty cat out of there for you, all right,
Rennell? Hang in there, Rennell.
Okay.
We're rooting for you, babe.
Thank you.
Special coverage of Kitty in a Vent as we try to remove the little kitty cat from Rennell's air duct vent out in Elgin. Let's go now to WGN reporter John Williams, who is out and about on the scene. Johnny, did you get there?
Yeah, I'm in their house, Spike. I'm in the kitchen, walking through the kitchen now into what is the living room area, dining area.
Uh-huh.
There's an air conditioning vent where the cool and warm air would come through on the floor.
Right.
And that runs parallel to, right underneath the floor, back over to the furnace about 15 feet away.
And the kitty cat is somewhere back up underneath
there. The cat
there.
Has climbed along that, but it's really a tight fit. She got halfway into what would be the furnace itself, and then the pipe narrowed, and she's stuck. And I've looked at it with the mirror. That cat is stuck.
Oh, really?
And I'm standing right now, literally, probably on top of the cat right now. They pulled the carpet up. It's a cement floor. But the only way it would seem like logically to get it is to bust up the cement floor and cut into the pipe down there. Can you imagine what that's going to end up?
Well, and Lou Manfredini doesn't really suggest that, because he says once you start busting concrete floor and all that dust gets into the pipe, the poor little kitty cat won't have anything to breathe.
It's not moving, though. I've been looking at it.
Well, you would not believe how many people are calling and offering suggestions and wondering how it's going. We need a name for the kitty cat. What's the name?
The cat's name is Puss Puss.
Puss Puss.
Puss Puss, Spike.
Okay. Thanks, Johnny.
Bye, Spiker.
You're a good man.
Not yet.
Okay. See ya. Let's go to Rennell, the owner of the kitty cat. Hi, Rennell.
Hi.
We're working on it. We're going to get this thing handled out now.
Thank you so much.
Well, now, have you decided you don't want to chop up the floor? You don't want to bust up concrete?
I can't afford to chop up the floor.
Yeah.
I just retiled my whole kitchen.
I mean, would you if you could afford it?
Anything to get my cat out.
The phone lines have been jammed on the air,
off the air.
What's going on with the cat?
A lot of Good Samaritans saying, I can help. Our John Williams even went to the scene where the cat was stuck in the air duct. Rennell is with us. She is the mama of the cat. Rennell?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
You have good news for us?
I have great news. Me, my husband, and Steve Callahan, the rescuer, are all at the Dundee Animal Clinic getting her checked out. She's out.
Yes!
This is how great you guys are. We had 8 strangers who heard the directions and pulled off and came to our house and waited and camped out and tried calling everyone that they might have known as a backup in case it didn't work out. And we were giving them coffee and, coffee kicking, and all these strangers were like, sit down and wait.
It was cat stock, 99.
Oh, that's great. Well, see, now we can laugh because this has been a very stressful day.
Well, explain, for anybody in our audience who may have this happen to them in the future, how did you physically get the cat out?
They tried lots of things. They were going at for what, four hours?
I got her at about 4:30, so.
Yeah, he got her at 6:30.
And she was finally released at?
And she was released at 10:33. And what they ended up doing was they used a hooked fish tape. What exactly is that?
Okay, a hooked fish tape is a tool that electricians use to draw wire through conduit and stuff like that.
Oh.
She was just being stubborn. She could have got out on her own, but she was being really stubborn.
Oh, so she wasn't stuck or anything.
She was barricaded down at the very end of the ductwork as far as she could go, and she was puffing herself up so nobody could get her out.
Oh, golly.
So she was saying, I'm a cat. I'm going to make them work for this.
Absolutely. Oh, and she made us work, believe me.
Well, this radio station has adopted Puss Puss. She's the mascot.
Yeah, she is now the official WGN cat.
And I was laughing because I barely heard out of the corner of my ear. Live Puss Puss update.